Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? So Jesus asks in our gospel reading for today, why indeed do we, as human beings, so readily see someone else's fault, but we do not always see our own? We easily look at others and see their faults without looking in the mirror at our own faults. After all, we don't really want to reflect on our sins and our faults and our wrongs, on the ways that we fail to live up to God's law. That's not very pleasant. In fact, it's downright depressing to focus on all the ways in which we have done wrong and all the bad habits we have and all the ways we fall short. Instead, it's much easier to turn our attention to all of the problems outside of us, all the ways that other people sin against us, all the problems that other people have, rather than our own. In fact, we could even misuse this gospel reading to do it. If anyone questions our lifestyle, or the way we do things, or our habits, our actions, our faults, it would be easy to pull out this gospel reading and say, see, look, judge not lest you be judged. You are being judgmental. Don't judge me. Don't criticize me. But to judge that person, that other person, of being judgmental, is actually a judgment in and of itself. When you point the finger at them and say, you're being judgmental, that is much easier to do, to accuse them and to throw what they've said out, rather than to look at our lives and to reflect on them, and to see the ways in which we sin, to confess our sins and to receive forgiveness. No, it's much easier to look at the ways that that person is being doing something that they shouldn't do, saying something they shouldn't say. That person is being judgmental, and to point the finger at them. And ironically, you're doing the very thing, or we are doing the very thing, that we are accusing them of. We accuse them of being judgmental, and we ourselves are judging them for being judgmental. It is easy to see the speck in your brother's eye, the problem with him or her, and not to reflect on the log that is in your own eye. After all, if I do receive some criticism, I shouldn't get in a huff and throw back at that person that they're being judgmental and can never offer any criticism. I instead should follow the eighth commandment and assume the best about their intentions. Perhaps that other person is trying to speak the truth in love, as the Apostle Paul tells us to do in Ephesians. Perhaps that other person is following the Apostle Paul's admonition in Galatians 6:1, where Paul says, brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Or perhaps the person is trying to follow Matthew 18, where Jesus tells us, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. Or perhaps the person who is offering this criticism or this correction actually has an office to judge when someone has done something wrong and to correct, like a parent, a judge, a police officer, or a person with that position in the church. But perhaps the person has no office to correct you and does not do it in a spirit of gentleness, as Scripture tells us. And perhaps they are judgmental and arrogant and they look down their nose at you. And perhaps you do want to point the finger back at them and judge them of being judgmental. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? If this is a brother or sister in Christ who is doing this to you, stop looking at the speck in your brother's eye and address the sin in your own eye. As Jesus goes on to say in this illustration with specks and logs, you hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. When we see faults in fellow Christians, we should first reflect on our own sin. Ask yourself, do I commit this very sin that I see in someone else? How does my life line up with what God says in His Word? Confess your sins and receive forgiveness, either here in church, in private absolution, or in prayer. And then if it is part of your vocation to address this particular sin, if you have an office or a job to do that, with this brother or sister in Christ, that is, if they have sinned against you, then in humility approach them individually to address it, as we read in Matthew 18. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. So if you either have the office to correct, or if the person sins against you, you should indeed go to them and address it. Also, if a fellow Christian is caught in a sin, then Christians, we all have the responsibility as Christians to address it, as we see in Galatians 6. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. We who are Christians, when we see our brother or sister in Christ falling into a sin, we have a duty and obligation to address it in a spirit of gentleness. Why do we do this? Isn't this judgmental? Isn't it contrary to what Jesus says when he says, "Judge not, and you will not be judged"? We are called here, in this case, not to bring our own personal judgment against someone, but the judgment of the Word of God. We humbly, as fellow sinners, and gently tell someone what God says, not what our personal opinion is, after we have been examined, after we have examined ourselves, to address the logs in our own eyes. And our attitude in all of this is one of mercy and love and forgiveness. For we are to be, as our gospel reading begins, merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Our attitude toward others when we see their faults all has to begin with the fact that we as Christians live as children of a merciful Heavenly Father. The only way we can have God as a loving Heavenly Father and be adopted into His family and call Him Father and pray "Our Father who art in heaven" and no longer live at enmity with Him is because He sent Jesus Christ to pay for our sins on the cross, to live the life we should have lived and die the death, the suffering, the pain, the separation from God that we deserve to die on the cross. And this holy Son of God did not have any logs in His eyes. He had no sins, no faults. He could have rightly condemned us all. Instead, He took upon Himself all of our logs and our specks of sin on the cross, and was punished for them all on the cross, so that we might be forgiven of our sins and be given eternal life. Our Father has been merciful to us in sending Jesus. So as our Father has been merciful to us in Jesus and in sending the Holy Spirit to us through His Word and baptism to point out our sin and to create in us the faith that trusts in Jesus for forgiveness so that we're reconciled to the Father, then we too are to be merciful. God has been merciful to us when we justly deserve to be condemned for our sins and our rebellion against Him. And if we've received His undeserved mercy, we have done nothing to earn it, then we too show mercy to others. Instead of condemning and judging and avoiding our brothers and sisters in Christ wrongly, we look at the logs in our own eyes, confess those sins, and receive forgiveness. We do the hard work of trying, as far as it depends on us, to live peaceably with them. See our epistle reading. After we have removed the logs from our eyes by confession and receiving absolution, we humbly go to those fellow Christians who sinned against us and those who are caught in sin and we bring the Word of God and what God says against their sin. Not our own personal feelings about something, but what God says. The judgment of the holy and righteous God. Sin has to be addressed in the Christian church because we do not want someone to live and die apart from Jesus. We do not want them to meet the final judgment, to stand before the one who will judge the living and the dead, as we confessed in the Creed, having clung to some sin and lived in that and rejected God's forgiveness. Instead, we want them to repent of sin and believe in Jesus and to receive forgiveness and to have eternal life. So that on the last day, when they stand before Jesus, we want Jesus to say to them, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," just as we want Jesus to say that to us. But we must be careful in addressing sin. We are sinners too. We must examine our lives in light of God's word and remove the logs that block our sight before we address the specks. But we are not to then avoid addressing the speck in our brother's eye. Notice again, Jesus says, first remove the log that is in your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye. So we must then be willing to see our sin as a log and our brother's as a speck. You see, in this, our attitude toward our own sin is that our sin is great. We are, as the Apostle Paul says, chief of sinners. And we see the magnitude of our sin as a log, and we see our brother's sin as a speck. And we address our sin first and confess it, reflect on it, receive forgiveness, and then go to our brother where it is our office, where they have sinned against us, where they are caught in a sin and we do not want them to live in it and to die in sin. And we go to them and confront them with what God says in his word. And we address this sin in a spirit of humility and gentleness. It is much easier to see the sin that is in others than it is to see the sin that's in ourselves. We have to look at our lives in light of God's word, recognize our sin, confess it, receive forgiveness, and we must live then in this from the undeserved mercy of God in Jesus Christ, rejoicing in this mercy and recognizing our great weakness and sin. And in this humility, from this humble posture before God, knowing that we are sinners who do not deserve God's mercy, then we can also come before our brothers and sisters in Christ and address sin, but also we can take criticism from them because we know that we are sinners. And we want our brothers and sisters in Christ then to address our sins because we do not want to fall from our Lord. We do not want to die in sin. And we do not want to live harming or hurting other people whom God has given us. So we who have this attitude of humility before God, who know that he has been merciful to us, who have not deserved his mercy, then we can not only bring in humility and gentleness God's word to others and what he says to repent and believe in him, but we can also take criticism and correction from our brothers and sisters in Christ because we have the humility to take it, because we know that we are sinners and we rejoice not in who we are. Our identity is not in how good we are, but our identity is that someone else has been good in our place and has died for us. And so we rejoice in the mercy and grace that God has given us in Jesus. And from this flows everything else. How we see ourselves and also how we interact with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, who should not have had mercy on us, has been merciful to us. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.